Good morning. Days go by so fast that sometimes it amazes me to realize that already 1.5 months have gone by for this year. On my personal note, my knee surgery that I had on my right knee 2 years ago is well healed, and still our appointment calendar is always filled with other doctor's appointment. In my younger days, I used to hear old-timers saying about the calendars being filled with doctor's appointment. Now I am in that situation, and I am at awe how fast years go by. With all the years that I have accumulated or lived, have I become a little wiser and smarter in life? I think I am same old myself, but with a lot more forgetfulness. My memory retention is not how it used to be. Basically, then I am the same old, common, ordinary being filled with blind passion. In Pure Land School of Buddhism, we define our life as that of Bonbu, common, ordinary mortal beings, always tormented by our blind passion. Our blind passion causes us to be greedy, anger, and ignorant beings. The Pure Land School of Buddhism teaches us the way for us to attain the enlightenment in the Pure Land of Amida Buddha. Bonbu is a Japanese Buddhist term deeply connected to the Pure Land tradition of Buddhism. Then who is Bonbu? In this regard, I'd like to share with you an anecdote related to a well-known and well-loved Japanese writer named Shima Ryotaro. He was born in the Jodo Shu tradition of family and grew up adoring the founder of Jodo Shu, Honen Shonin. Eventually, he entered school run by Jodo Shu sect in his town. When he was 5 or 6th grade in elementary school, a teacher posed a question to the class and said, "There is the word Bonbu in the textbook. What is Bonbu, class?" No one had the answer, so it was given as a homework to go home and find out what Bonbu is. Next day, the sensei asked the same class again, "What is Bonbu?" This time, everybody was prepared, and they raised their hands and gave the standard dictionary answer. Bonbu means ignorant, foolish, stupid person. A good answer, a correct answer. But sensei then asked, "Then who in this classroom is considered Bonbu?" Now the class went into confusion and then quieted down. Everybody began to think who in the class is Bonbu. Is it that guy or that girl, or who is the Bonbu in this class? The young Shima Ryotaro looked around the classroom and wondered who could be. Finally, sensei said, "Bonbu is all of you." "What?" Class was surprised. Sensei said, "Everybody is Bonbu, including myself." "No way, sensei is a lot smarter than all of us here. You cannot be the Bonbu." But sensei continued, "Yes, we are Bonbu. And who in the Japanese history is the first person who proclaimed that he is Bonbu?" Student had no clue. Class went quiet again. The sensei said, "It's Honen Shonin." The class gasped. "How can a great person like Honen Shonin, the founder of Jodo Mission, be Bonbu, common, ordinary beings?" Sensei then proceeded to talk about life and teaching of Honen Shonin's Jodo Shu sect to the class. The incident sank deeply into the heart of young Shima Ryotaro and led him to deeper understanding of Pure Land School of Buddhism. Now, Shinran Shonin was led into the path of awakening in the Pure Land teaching by his master Honen Shonin, and truly found his joy in the life of becoming one with Amida Buddha in the Nembutsu. Shinran Shonin described Bonbu as following. He says, quote, "We are full of ignorance and blind passions. Our desires are countless, and anger and wrath, jealousy and envy are overwhelming, arising without pause. To the very last moment of life, they do not cease or disappear and exhaust. Only Nembutsu is true." End quote. Jodo Shinshu is the path where Bonbu, that is you and I, can attain birth in the Pure Land and become Buddha. Rephrase it, it can be said, Jodo Shinshu is the path where even we Bonbu can attain birth in the Pure Land and become Buddha. We do not have to, and we cannot actually accomplish any practices prescribed by other sects of Buddhism, difficult practices. However, Shinran Shonin lamented that we are not that hurry in settling ourselves for the path towards Pure Land. Why is it? Shinran Shonin says, and I quote Kyogyo Shinsho, "I know truly how grievous it is that I, Gotoku Shinran, am sinking in an immense ocean of desire and attachment, and am lost in vast mountain of fame, advantages, so that I rejoice not at all entering the stage of the true settled, and feel no happiness at coming nearer the realization of true enlightenment. How ugly it is, how wretched," unquote. Because we are Bonbu, we desire this Saha world of suffering and do not aspire for enlightenment. Our blind desire, Klesha, prefer to look the other way and enjoy sensory pleasure, though how momentary it may be. Bonbu to become Buddha. This is the Jodo Shinshu teaching, and Buddha's teaching that points the way for our enlightenment is through the compassionate vow of the Buddha. And Buddha always embraces us through this vow. By the virtue of Amida's great compassion, we are in the path of our enlightenment, and we recite the Nembutsu in joy and gratitude. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.